When their 24-year-old daughter Rebecca had an idea for a DNA testing kit last December, Joseph Cardelloni says he and his wife Jennifer were excited about it.
And so it was literally just, wouldn't it be fun to get our DNA work up and, you know, kind of see who's connected and how far the generations go back. I'm from Italian heritage. Our records don't go back very far. And so it would have been kind of neat, right, to do that. And so, no, it couldn't have been more innocent and more shocking.
Cardelloni family attorney Joseph Pfeiffer picks up the story from there.
In short, Rebecca Cardelloni learned from a home DNA kit, a Christmas gift, that Joseph Cardelloni was not her biological father, and instead, her actual biological father may have been a doctor at the Cincinnati Hospital. How could this happen? Through remarkable strength and perseverance, the Cardelloni family has traced the likely biological father to one of a handful of individuals. One of these individuals worked at the Christ Hospital. This is a massive betrayal of trust.
The Cardellonis filed a lawsuit claiming breach of contract, battery, and negligence against Institute for Reproductive Health, the Christ Hospital, and Ohio Fertility Providers, currently under the brand Ovation Fertility Cincinnati. According to the complaint, the embryo transfer took place February 15, 1994. Rebecca's birth came later that year. The family seeks compensatory damages to be determined at trial and wants the defendants to explain what happened and identify the donor. Joseph Cardelloni also wants lawmakers to take a closer look at the $2 billion industry.
I've learned that we are not alone in suffering tragedy at the hands of a fertility clinic. Our story is just one example of the many abuses by the fertility clinic industry, and that just infuriates me. We keep asking, why hasn't someone done something about this already? We're talking about the creation of life. There needs to be stronger oversight and controls put in place. These clinics need to be held accountable, and they need to suffer real consequences for their actions.
Among the regulatory suggestions from the law firm Pfeiffer, Wolf, Carr, and Kane, licensing of embryology labs, mandatory and tougher federal inspections, and a more robust record-keeping system. That firm's also litigating last year's large-scale embryo losses at university hospitals in Cleveland and Pacific Fertility Clinic in San Francisco. Attorney Adam Wolf says he receives calls on a daily basis regarding instances of fertility misconduct. As for the Cardelloni case, it's about finding answers.
No amount of money will ever make this right. No amount of money, no amount of judgment, nothing that the court can do right now will put Joe and Jennifer Cardelloni in a place where their daughter is biologically related to both of them. So there are a number of things that we want to do through this case, one of which is to ensure that there's accountability to the fertility center. How did this happen? So that we can try to ensure that it never happens again. And two, to see what we can learn about whose sperm was used to create Becca and where Joe Cardelloni's sperm went. Is there another child walking around this earth who's related to Joe Cardelloni? We don't know that answer.
Attempts to reach the three entities named in the lawsuit for comment were unsuccessful, although one issued the following statement. While we are evaluating the allegations surrounding events alleged to have occurred in the early 1990s, it is the Christ Hospital Health Network's practice to not publicly comment on pending litigation. I'm Mike Foley, WCBE News.